Parshat Bamidbar Perek Dalid.
The first 12, 13, 14 psukim. I'm calling this Dvar Torah safekeeping. So the Parsha there talks about taking apart the Mishkan with all of its kelim when they had to travel. Now it's packing up. So, the pasuk says, a few of the psukim, but one pasuk will zero in on, V'lachu beged chaylet, v'kisu et benorat hama'or vet neiroteha. And they shall take a blue cloth and cover the menorah for lighting its lamps, etc., and all of its parts. So when the camp is about to travel, Aaron and his sons shall come and take down everything. The importance here is, of course, the protection of the Ark or the entire Mishkan. It's interesting that there are two thoughts that I seem very much compatible, if not almost the same, of the Netziv and the Oznaim LaTorah, Rav Sorotskin. So the Netziv writes that the idea by the menorah and its kelim to be covered, lelamdeinu sharavim atalmidim humuchrach liot betzavtachat. It comes to teach us that the rav, which is signified by the menorah is the source of Torah, light, and his talmidim means the parts of the menorah, all of those should be together one, as one part. And there he stresses, because for you einehem root et moreyem umisham shinoto. In other words, the various parts that are used to construct the menorah itself should be together under one cover, in one group, one unit, together with the menorah. Why? Because the Talmidim always have to be together with their Rebbe. The Oznaim LaTorah writes, the menorah and Gamkein Keileha, the menorah and all of its parts, Nitzrori Mimah, they're put into one package, packed together, below Shum Hefsek. Because the menorah, he writes in parentheses, Mare al Chochmata Torah, the greatness of the Torah, Varava Talmidim Tzrichim Liot B'Mechitzachat. The Rebbe and the Talmidim have to be together. As the Pasuk says in Yeshaya Perek Lamed, Vayu Einecha Ro'ot et Morecha. There's an interesting issue that we have in Minhag. You see it, it's prevalent by the Sephardim, that when it comes to Birchat Kohanim, the children and sometimes the grandchildren go to the father or the grandfather, and he spreads out his talit, and they all go under the talit together, covered, while the Kohanim are giving blessing the congregation. This custom is not found amongst Ashkenazim, although it's brought down that the Baal HaTanya, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, used to do it with his grandson, the Tzemach Tzedek. He brought him under the talit with him to stay there until the Tzemach Tzedek himself got married and wore a talit. The question is what the source of this minhag is. There's a lot to say about it. Several nosikalim in the Shulchan Aruch Orichayim Kufchav Chet speak about it. But that's more or less the situation. Sephardim have the minhag. Ashkenazim don't. And yet, by Lubavitch, I haven't seen it by Lubavitch per se, but they bring that in the name of the Baal HaTanya. And I there are a lot of issues that one could mention here, but I would like to special one point that I think almost the point becomes obvious. When it comes to the time in shul, in tefillah, where we not only daven, u'neshalma par svateinu, recollecting the Beit HaMikdash, but one of the main symbols in that memory is the Kohen getting up to bless the people, the father says to his children, let's join together. I want you here all as one. I want to take my children under my wings. I want the blessing of the Kohanim to not only impact upon me, but impact upon my children and children's children, all of my descendants. And in fact, the Rav quoted on the Torah writes about this concept briefly, that a Jew must guard his spiritual possessions like the apple of his eye. He must yearn for them to remain with his children forever. Speaking about those psukim here that we will read on the Shabbos of Yirtzeh Hashem, the covering, the enclosure, the taking care of the sanctuary, the Mishkan, and of sure taking care of the menorah. We cover it to bring it that it's important to us. Again, as the Rav says, a Jew must guard his spiritual possessions. He must yearn for them to remain with his children forever. Whether we observe the minhag of covering our children and grandchildren during the time of Birchat Kohanim or not, but the concept is a concept of kids, children, we're joining together. This makes us as one. I want to take you under my wings. I want the blessing that the Kohanim give to Klal Yisrael to include you and me together. Amen.